Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is a wonderful Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, and I'm recording this to continue with our episodes on the Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Book, the Scriptures, that which will bring us closer to God if we allow the teachings contained in this Holy Word to reach our heart. It is through the heart that God reaches and touches the lives of His children, of those that become children of God. We have been allowed to become children of God through the acceptance of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to start this day's message by reading a passage. And we will get into many different passages, because there's so many things in the Bible. To be honest, I mean, we can go on and on forever. Eternal as the word will be, it is also eternal what we could say in this revelation of God to us. And I will go to a text that is the basis for all of which I believe. And it was also given to the people of Israel when they were taken from Egypt and from the land of Egypt into the desert. And it's the tenet of what I believe and the type of Christianity, the type of Christian doctrine that I follow. And it says, it's Deuteronomy 6:4. And it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." I'm sure many of you may have heard this in a different version, because there's also a "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." They interject the Lord, the name of God, twice. And that allows us to understand that the one we follow is one Lord, one God. There's no other. And then it continues by saying, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." See, we get there to the heart part. God wants us to have these words in our heart so that we know that He's one God and that we must love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might, all our power, everything that we are. That is how we must love the Lord. And He wants us to keep these words in our heart because, as I said a while ago, it is through our heart that the Lord God reaches to us and takes a hold of our life, and that we allow Him to enter and take control of what we are, who we are. And it's by this control that He brings us to His feet, the feet of the Master, Jesus, where we have everything in our hearts. Everything that we want will be accomplished through the Lord. And I'm not necessarily talking about material possessions or things of this world, but what's beyond the spiritual world is what I am talking about. And it is the only concern of the Lord Jesus Christ to have us concerned about the spiritual world. The physical world that we live in is a product of sin. It's a product of our fall. So we live in a fallen world that has been redeemed by the grace of God. But the time is not yet come that we see the transformation complete. A few things still have to pass. But none of this will pass if we don't first take heed and convert ourselves fully to what God wants of us. In the book of Acts 2:38, we are given the formula on how to be drawn to God, how he will pardon us, how he will deliver us from the chains of sin and take us and adopt us into his larger family. Excuse me, I had to take a little sip of water. If we go to the book of Acts 2:38 and read from it, you will read what it has been given to us that we follow, because this is the formula of salvation. The first one is to know that the Lord our God is one, and that we must love him with all our heart, all our might. Because if we have no love for God, we will not follow his directions. Everything in life that is done and accomplished is a labor of love. Because if we don't put love into it, nothing will be done. Because everything will be done half-heartedly. So, in Acts 2:38, we've got where Peter is talking to the people of Israel of those days. And it says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." So we have a calling that's made from God. And we have to repent of those things that we know deep inside that we do are wrong, but fail to recognize. And we must be baptized, because baptism has a lot of real spiritual symbolism, and also the power of action of making it a transformation of our lives. We are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the holy name, for the remission. That's when you pay off a debt, when you cancel the debt of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, as we will see in later chapters, resides in our heart. So once we're baptized and we receive that Holy Ghost in our heart, we go back to Deuteronomy 6:4. Where it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Our Lord is one God, one Lord. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart." All thy heart. Everything inside of you. The power of your love. "With all thy soul." Because we are soul. More than we are skin and flesh. "And with all thy might," that is all the power that we have, all our strength. And he wants us to keep these in our heart. So that is why when we become baptized, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart. Because we've been purified from sin. We've been liberated from the wrong condition in which we have been born. Because we are born out of sin, says the Lord David in Psalm 51. It's very hard to understand for those of us that are coming to the Lord for the first time. We may see it or not see it. We may receive it or not receive it. But the important thing is to start somewhere. Start somewhere in our transformation that will lead us to the Lord. These two verses of today, Deuteronomy 6:4 and Acts 2:38, are two of the most important verses in the entire Bible, because they allow us to see what God expects from us. Way back in Deuteronomy, where he had taken his chosen people out of the protection of Egypt because they were protected in Egypt for 400 years. And we'll see some of that later on as we progress. First thing he told them is that there is one God, because they lived in a pagan world where there were many gods, many, many false gods. And I don't mean in the sense that they were false because they were just representations in stone, wood, or whatever, but because behind them were terrible spiritual beings that inhabited the earth, and they still do. But God, Jesus, the incarnation of the Father, that one God, Jesus Christ, has made it possible that we be delivered from that, and that we turn our hearts to the worship of the real, one true God. So, my friends, I hope that this has been something that you will ponder, something that will make you reflect during at least the day that you listen to this recording. And hopefully the next time we will go a little bit more further in depth into these nuggets, these golden nuggets that the Bible offers to us. Thank you very much for your attention, and may God, the Lord, my God, the creator of this world, bless you deeply in your life, in your hearts, and bless your families around you. Thank you very much. Have a good day.